Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Kercheval, CBS Sports college football writer, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Ben, how are you doing today, man?
Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming on and talking. So what's your take on Alabama not being in the top four right now? Is it nothing to worry about for Alabama, that if they just win out, things will take care of itself? Or is it possible we could have to make do without Nick Saban in the Final Four for the first time ever?
My take is the sun came up today, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy about it, you know.
Well, I'm just saying – let's just, and we'll dive into the nitty gritty of whether they should be in or not. And, you know, you're doing some forecasting, obviously, in terms of what you think is going to happen. But the college football playoff will survive if Alabama's not in it. Yeah. They're going to be back next year, and they're going to be really good, and they're going to contend again. The world is not going to come to an end if Alabama's not in the playoff. So I think that's the first thing. And then when you start diving into it, well, are they one of the four best teams in the country? And people will start looking at it like, well, if you put them on a neutral field tomorrow, they would be a favorite. Okay, but that's a point spread.
Right.
You're forecasting at that point, and no two point spreads among any two teams are ever the same. So you're going to drive yourself absolutely insane if you try to project instead of going off of what your resume is and what you've already done. Alabama doesn't have a great win. Their best win is Texas A&M, and Aggies are – you know, good, not great. So I don't think that they have anything that they can hang their hat on. I don't think you can hang your hat on your best loss is your best statement. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we only lost by 5 to LSU. Okay, but LSU hung 46 on you, and it was a 20-point game at the half. So, I mean, you can break that down pretty easily. And then, you know, on top of it, your defense is not as dominant as it's been. So I think, you know, we've crushed Oklahoma in the past for being all offense and no defense. All right, well, that's come to roost there too. So I think there's plenty of holes in Alabama's argument to be one of the four best. And as it stands now, LSU needs to lose two games for them to even have a chance to win their division. I don't know that LSU's going to do that. So I don't know that I have a lot of, you know, faith that Alabama can make up that ground. But I will say at number five, I wouldn't expect to see them move a lot over the next two or three weeks.
Ben, you talked a little bit about that LSU game. Obviously, they take down Alabama for the first time in 8 years. They're rewarded with the number one ranking. In your opinion, is LSU the best team in college football right now?
I think they deserve to be number one.
Okay.
I think Ohio State's the best team.
Okay. All right.
Now, does it matter? Probably not, because if you're 1-2, the only thing that theoretically projects is that you're going to meet in the national championship.
Right.
So when you get into the Final Four, what probably matters is 3-4. You know, it's really more about the matchup there, I think. So 1-2 is probably interchangeable. But when you look at what LSU has done, beat Alabama on the road, beat Auburn, beat Florida, beat Texas on the road. I mean, that's four statement wins right there, and nobody in the country has a collection of wins like that. So, yeah, LSU's number one. I think that's fine. Ohio State, to me, has been the most complete team, but they don't have the wins LSU does, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's. I mean, these are great teams at the top. There's no question about it. Ben Kercheval, CBS Sports, is with us. Just a little West Coast talk for a second. I mean, does the Pac-12 have a prayer here to get Oregon or Utah into the playoff, or do they need a whole lot of stuff to happen ahead of them for the Pac-12? And or does the Pac-12 even deserve to be included, considering the kind of season it's been in the Pac-12?
Well, conferences don't deserve anything. Teams do.
Yeah,
and so if you're Oregon or Utah, I don't know that they will probably need some help, but I don't think they necessarily need a lot. Oregon in particular, I thought was interesting. They came in at six, one spot right behind Alabama. And I know there's a lot of football left to be played, and these things change every single week. It's very hard to forecast exactly what the committee is going to do in a given week because they wipe the slate clean and they start all over again. But if you were just to infer anything from those two specific rankings, it would seem to me that if everything else is then equal at the end of the year and Oregon gets one more game than Alabama, then it seems to me they would be in pretty good position to leapfrog Alabama at the end of the year. That's just my two cents on the read that I get from it. But, if there's one thing we've sort of discovered here in what the 5 years that we've been doing is trying to guess what the committee's going to do is sort of a fool's errand.
Right. Ben Kurjevall joins us here, CBS Sports. Gwen and Chris. Ben, you mentioned Ohio State. Obviously, they've got some things going on with Chase Young, the situation that he's in at Ohio State. Can we take that suspension at face value, or is there more to it?
I hope his loan was $50,000. I don't care. I don't care, man. I really don't. It doesn't impact his play on the field.
Right.
It's another reminder that the rules are outdated. Look, he paid it back. I don't care how he
That's
paid
the crazy
it back.
Part.
Everyone's trying to make it seem like, well, how did he pay it back? Man, I don't know. He paid it back. Like, what does it matter? Someone got their money. It's fine. It would have been fine if they just said, here's $800 for your girlfriend to go to the Rose Bowl. Don't worry about it. There's way too many other things going on for me to worry about if Chase Young got $750 or $800. It doesn't matter. Personally, I thought it should have just been a one-game suspension since right. They sort of got the investigation wrapped up quickly. It'll be two. You know what that amounts to? That is the college football equivalent of load management. You're going to play Maryland and Rutgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If you're going to go to the Heisman ceremony in New York, it's not going to be because you had five sacks against Maryland and Rutgers. It's just not.
Yeah, it is amazing. Those guys always seem to miss those games too. Just interesting how it works out that way. Ben,
right.
They're never suspended for the Michigan game. Hey Ben, one question for San Diego fans and us here and in Southern California. Are we close at all to an 8-team playoff in your mind? And if we are, is it possible that 8-team playoff would eventually include one team from the group of six so that all of these schools around the country like San Diego State and Boise State and this year Cincinnati and whoever else you can name at least are playing for something? I mean, they have a puncher's chance to at least get in a tournament, because the way it stands right now, it doesn't even seem like those teams aren't even considered, really.
Yeah. Well, that's a I'm not saying it's a bad question. It's a good question. That's a loaded question, man. There's a lot to digest in all of that. I guess I'll break it down in a couple of things like this. I do think there is more clamoring for an 18 playoff. And
good. There
are a couple of doomsday scenarios that could unfold where I think you would see that get expedited. What you really need, though, to make that happen is you need all of the conferences, all the power conferences, to be on board with that. And right now you have a couple who aren't. But you're going to get some change in leadership in the Big Ten here in the next year. I think that's where you might, with Jim Delaney stepping down, I think that's where you might see some of these minds change a little bit more. So you need to have the powers that be, all of them, to be on board with that. Right now you don't have that. That being said, I think eight is a natural next progression. Personally, I think six is probably a pretty good compromise. If you get to eight, you might get that auto bid in there.
Right.
But in any given year, there are 130 FBS teams. Six are competing for a national championship. Everyone else is just trying to get bowl eligible and do something great. So if you're chasing this playoff thing, all I'm going to say is you're never going to be satisfied. There's no perfect number, and it's always going to tick somebody off.
Ben, well said. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of the college football season. Thanks for joining us here in San Diego. Good stuff.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.